It was late morning, and Len Kennedy and his two oldest boys, Len Jr. and Luther, were working in the field of the Broken Bar K Ranch near Virginia City when Len's wife Mary called her family in to lunch. They saw 10 Indians approaching and thought nothing of it. All the neighboring Indians were friendly. They rode right up to the back of the house. The Indians, while hunting, often came by the house for water and sometimes for food. Just as often, they left some of their game with Len. He recognized the leader of the group.
Mean to his horses? Why'd you have your face all painted up like that?
An arrow pierced the father's torso. The Indian shot Len Jr. and put arrows in Luther as he tried to climb over the fence. Mary Kennedy ran out onto the back porch.
Mean to his horses! What are you doing?
They grabbed Mrs. Kennedy and the three youngest children. Then five of his warriors went inside and ransacked the house, taking the money box and whatever they thought might be useful.
Oh, why are you doing this? Oh my God! Stop this! Stop, oh God!
The warriors exited the house. Mean to his horses looked at the mother and her children. He nodded. They shot Mary 5 times. The leader threw a lance through the youngest child's neck. They left 7-year-old Tamara and her 5-year-old brother Don to watch over their dead mother, father, and brothers. The next morning, 3 passing freight wagons stopped by the Kennedy spread.
Whoa, Len! Len, where are you? I know you seen us coming, you thick-headed Irishman. How come you ain't out here to meet us where you always are? I got that tobacco you wanted. Len! Len, where are you? It's Doodle Perday.
Doodle's shotgun guard, Arthur, shifted in the seat next to him.
Doodle, there's something don't feel right here.
Yeah? Does seem awful quiet, don't it?
Len! Len, where the hell are you?
Doodle! Look over there, on the fence.
Doodle saw Luther's arrow-riddled body draped across the top rung.
Damn, ain't that Len over there?
What the hell happened here?
Doodle climbed down. By now, the other two drivers had seen the bodies as well. Not only Luther and Len, but Len Jr. All three, in addition to bullet wounds, had several arrows protruding from their bodies.
Oh, sweet Jesus, Doodle, look over there!
Arthur pointed to the bodies of Mary and Toby.
God in heaven! Have the Indians gone mad?
After determining that none of the ones they found outside were alive, drivers and shotgun guards went into the house.
Is anyone alive here? Hello? Is anyone here?
Me and Donnie are here.
Voice came from behind a hutch.
Tamara? Tamara, child, come out here.
Tamara and her younger brother crawled out from behind the hutch.
We were hiding in case the Indians came back.
Oh, child, of course you were. That was a wise thing to do.
Are they all dead?
Doodle was amazed at how calm the young girl was. Sure, it was the result of her being totally overcome by the events.
I'm afraid they are, darling.
I thought they were.
I expect you'd better come with us, child.
Not until Mama and Daddy and my brothers are buried.
Overnight, Tamara had aged from a 7-year-old girl to a determined young woman.